He lifted his glass, using it to point around the yacht. Rich is what I am. Only reason you're here. Then, just a bit too late, the comeback occurred. You're the cliché. Ex-model, married to an older guy she wouldn't be seen dead with except for all this. Yeah, well, just so you know, I'm done with it. Too true. You're letting yourself slip, forgetting why you're here, why I let you be here. So I can put the Victoria's Secrets on, wiggle my ass and try to get some kind of rise out of your tired little pecker? That was pretty much bang on the money, so he nodded. What I hired you for. You didn't hire me, you moron, you married me. You revolt me. Now we're being honest. So, sail this tub back to Saint-Tropez or wherever and let me off, you fat little asshole. That was when Philip stalked off to the bedroom, came back with a snub-nosed 45. Greta raised a tired eyebrow. This again? You're so full of shit, Bergman. You think... The noise of the blast in the low-ceilinged room shocked Philip, but not so much as the way that the blood splattered out of her, a sudden spray side to side across the cream leather behind her back, like a balloon bursting. But most shocking was the fact that he'd actually pulled the trigger. Her eyes were so very wide as she tried to speak, but words wouldn't come. You need functioning lungs for that, he thought, or at least a working tube between them and your mouth. She worked that mouth, up and down, like a goldfish. Philip shook the gun at her. You stupid, stupid, stupid bitch! All you had to do was look nice, be sexy, that's it, nothing more. She shook her head, lips trembling now, those huge blue eyes pleading. He took two steps forward and shot her again. Kept firing until something smacked him hard in his own chest. He looked down at himself, horrified to see how blood-splattered he was. His white cotton shirt sprayed red. He touched his breastbone and squealed with the pain of it. Jesus, a ricochet. No, 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 don't do this to me. He tore the buttons open, gasping in horror when he found something sticking out of him, right there in the middle of his chest. Not a bullet, he realised. A bit of bone. Her bone. Dropping the gun, he ran to the bathroom and the mirror. Waves of terror and revulsion going through him, told himself not to flake out. The bone fragment stuck out almost an inch. He went to touch it, but couldn't bring himself to. Not with his bare fingers, it was too disgusting. A bit of her bone actually in him. He dropped his head and closed his eyes, leaning heavily on the wash basin with both hands, while he reached inside of himself for the strength and courage he knew was there. Then he straightened and pointed at himself in the mirror. You got this, Bergman, you know it. Nodding at the right of it, he got the wad of tissue and used that to grip the disgusting fragment of his wife, having to pull hard to get it out. It came with a distinct snick that was too much to bear. When Philip came to, he found himself looking along the floor at the underside of the bath, and there were cockroaches inches from his outstretched hand, three of the disgusting little bastards feeding on blood that had splattered there. They moved so fast, and one of them touched his thumb. That got him moving, a horrid injection of adrenaline making him recoil, slithering his wide ass out of there. Worse, more of the little fuckers appeared, just as they'd been underneath him, skittering away like they thought he would try and stomp them. Fat chance of that. All the money he'd spent on pest control, and they just couldn't rid his boat of roaches. That was why the staff had gotten themselves sacked. Could they just keep the place clean? He hated bugs in general. They knew that. He told them over and over he couldn't abide flies, but roaches? Roaches creeped him out the worst. He wished he could take all those lazy bastards back on, so he could sack them again, see their faces. On his feet now and breathing heavy, his legs feeling that he could barely hold him, he looked down at himself. He was so bloody with that gash in his chest, an actual hole, look. He had to take a deep restorative breath because it was still bleeding. He shook the thought of Greta and all the mess around her out of his head. Deal with one thing at a time, that was the ticket. That's more the touch, as he would say back in his market trader days. Try to take on that horror too soon. Oh no, no thank you, my friend.